This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Topics featured in this episode may be disturbing to some listeners. Please take care while listening. Hi, all. We have some exciting news to share. ABC Studios has turned Betrayal Season 1 into a documentary. You will get to meet the people involved in Season 1, and you'll hear from people who have never spoken before. And you get to see where the whole story took place. We are so proud and excited to share it with you all. You can start streaming it on Hulu on July 11th. But now, let's jump into the episode. Do an internet search any day of the week for people who were arrested for possessing, producing, or downloading child sexual abuse material. You'll find something like this.
Homeland Security investigators say they arrested this Walt Disney World employee on child pornography charges.
41-year-old facing 3 counts of distributing child pornography.
Elementary school teacher is also a youth pastor accused of using his cell phone to commit sex crimes involving children.
Police officers behind bars this morning charged with possession of child pornography.
A stunning turn for a mayor in his second term in office. Police say he both possessed and distributed images and videos of young boys.
Distributing child pornography on various social media
admitted to possessing child porn.
His residence revealed multiple child pornography files.
You never know what kind of person is like, how a person behaves under closed doors.
I'm Andrea Gunning, and this is Betrayal, Episode 8, One Step at a Time. It's been about a year since Ashley Linton first wrote into us at betrayalpod@gmail.com. That's how this all started. One email, then another, and another. That opened my eyes to the crime of sexual exploitation of children that's happening everywhere, and the shocking reality that those involved are community leaders, friends, neighbors, loved ones, and partners. 3 courageous women, Ashley, Mandy, and Erin, told us their story so that we might better understand the reality of what our families and our kids are facing. Now, here's something I haven't told you. A lot of people urged us not to tell this story. They said, nobody wants to hear about this topic. It's a loser for a podcast. Some were friends, and some are in the business. But you've proved them wrong. You stayed with us. My boss backed us. And iHeart said, yes, we believe in this. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. This is the last episode of the regular season, so I wanted to go back to the women who made this whole thing happen. I spoke with Ashley, who lives outside Salt Lake City, Utah, and Erin, who is near Fresno, California. Both took the bold step of turning their husbands into law enforcement upon finding CSAM in their homes knowing they were ending life as they knew it. Erin lived with her husband Joel and her two kids outside of a military base in Texas. She fled to California after her discovery. Ashley's husband Jason was also filming her daughter Avea and was ultimately charged with voyeurism. Now that they have been a part of the series and have gone public, we wanted to reconnect. So guys, I wanted us to get together today to talk about the season and see how you guys are doing after hearing the majority of the episodes. I mean, you both kind of had very similar experiences, like even down to calling your brother-in-laws that are in law enforcement. So I guess I'll start with Erin. Erin, what was it like hearing Ashley's story?
It felt super validating to hear such a similar experience. But one thing that really, really blew me away was our origin story, like having a sick mother. And I don't know how Ash would describe her father, but like mine was emotionally unavailable, you know, and just like having that dynamic and then seeing how that led to our attachment style and potentially some codependence there.
It kind of felt like a belonging. I was like, I have somebody that's met me in this same crossroads. So it felt really validating for me also.
It's not a tribe you want to be a part of, but you also don't want to be alone in either. And so, like you said, we're not the victims, according to CSAM. So I found little support there. Other divorcees and even people on dating apps, they don't understand how I feel, or that I feel like I did nothing wrong in my marriage. So it's just really, really alienating. But then to find somebody else in those crossroads is like, oh, thank God, I'm relatable to somebody.
Yeah.
With everything you've both been through, can you even imagine or be open to allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to be in a relationship again? Would you even consider a new relationship?
I knew for sure that I never wanted to date again. I couldn't reconcile how I would bring somebody into like my safe circle that I've built over this last year, especially with the children. However, there is a good friend of mine that has been really supportive and really patient and really kind. I had known this particular person from years before, and he'd reached out just to see how I was doing and then asked if we could go get coffee. At that point, I still couldn't even leave my home. I didn't feel safe enough to even go to the grocery store. So to think about going in public, not even just with me, but with another male by myself, I physically couldn't do it. So after a couple of weeks, I agreed to go to dinner with him, you know, as a platonic thing. We'd kind of talked here and there. And we got to the dinner place and I was like, I can't go in. And then he's like, well, do you want to get drive-thru? Like, what's your favorite food? And I was like, okay, French fries. He's really had to endure quite a bit to stay involved in my life, because there's plenty of times if I were him, I'd be like, this is a lot. But he's been really cool.
For me, when I heard you, Ashley, say he has to deal with a lot because of me or whatever, if he wants to be in your life, he's going to have to. I just want you to speak highly of your life because you've done so much to get to where you are. And I don't want you to talk about what your experience is in any shame or put that down because you didn't put yourself in this situation. Jason did.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. And I think it might be something that Erin's already processed through that I haven't, because it's been in stages. I don't feel like I have a big banner above my head that says, hey, my name's Ashley. I have three kids. I have a great career. Oh, and guess what? My husband, Jason, was arrested for child pornography, you know? So it's not like that anymore, but I feel like I'm still hiding it behind my back, you know? Like, it's still there.
Right.
It defines every single day of my life. Anything that goes wrong or not as planned, I still am like, fuck you, Jason. That's really what I think. Right now, what he did still defines so much of the kids and I in our days and how we move forward. but, you know, slowly going away.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. What about you, Erin? How has this affected your ability to trust and your openness to relationships?
Initially, I felt similar. It was really scary, and it took me some time to open up to people. But over the course of time, I kind of swung the other way. I'm hyper independent as far as attachment styles. I'm more love avoidant, where I can cut somebody off quickly. Also, being a therapist, I'm working on myself, and I'm thinking about thoughts and feelings and systemic behavior all day long, every day of the week. So I'm already in a position to not be relatable to most men. The emotional IQ just isn't there for me. So I do try to online date. I do try to connect with people. But if it doesn't work out for me, I'm quick to shut that down and move another way, because my life is good. I've done a lot of work to clean up that part. We don't have baggage moving forward. I have full custody of my kids. My kids were young when this all happened. So the only person I have to blame for their behavior is myself, because I'm the only one who's been raising them and has this attachment to them. I'd like to think, as far as the package that I put out moving forward, is, hi, I'm Erin. I have a great job. I run my own business. I have two wonderful kids. This is us. And the rest of it is just background noise at this point.
Wow. You're amazing.
Yeah. The world can be a dangerous and unpredictable place. With my experience covering true crime cases, I've learned one thing. Your best line of defense is your vigilance and preparation. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. Having this system in my own home, I feel like I am fully protected. SimpliSafe Home Security has freed me from worry and has given me peace of mind, especially when I'm on vacation or on the road researching a story for a potential new season of a podcast. SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems 2024 by the U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek ranked it Best Customer Service in Home Security. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free. Don't absolutely love it? Send the system back for a full refund. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/betrayal. That's simplisafe.com/betrayal. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you had the chance, Ash, would you go back to your old life before you found out everything?
Wow. I'm going to be super honest. I miss how naive I was to all of this ugly. I miss the mother I was. I miss the routine. I just miss that boring, mundane life that many people, when they're married for a decade or whatever, however long, you're like, this is fucking boring. I miss that. I miss that with every single ounce of my soul. So I don't know. I can't fully 100% answer that.
I totally understand that.
But through my therapy with Jess, I also know that I would have never been able to deal with some of my core wounds that have led me to some of the choices that I made, or not valuing myself and not trusting myself. Maybe me being who I was then would have made it worse for the children than actually dealing with how we got to this spot. So for the first time in my life, I feel joy that I've never felt. It's like living in a black and white world my whole life, and then all of a sudden I see color and I know what I like and I know what I want. I'm like, you are smart and you are beautiful and you are worthy and you are a good mother, and this is a good choice. I have to actually have that self-dialogue now.
Erin, you first found out that your husband Joel was consuming CSAM in 2017, so it's been considerably longer. You seem to be able to separate what happened from the life you have with your kids now.
I was a wife because I liked that role I was playing. I liked that dynamic that we had, but it really had nothing to do with him. I didn't like being his wife, but I liked having those family values, you know, having the potential to have children and go to soccer games and make breakfast in the morning. I love doing all of that stuff. And that's because that's my character. It has nothing to do with what he deserves or what he didn't deserve. I would have done that stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, it was free. It was unconditional. Would I want to go back to that life? Fuck no. That was a lie. That was a veil.
Yeah, facade.
Yeah, a total facade. Now I think I actually have the chance at being unchained and real and authentic with someone, and like, what a blessing. And we're young. We've got tons of time to do this right. Listening to you talk makes me emotional. I'm such a crier. I just want to hold you because I feel like you're a past version of me.
Well, I hope you're a future version of me.
That's such a supreme compliment. But I just want to say, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be better. I wish that people that we interacted with or tried to date understood what a fucking blessing it is to be with someone like us, because we stepped up and we did the right thing. We have integrity. We have strength. We know what we want. We know how to deal with difficult situations. And sometimes that just guts me when people maybe misunderstand me as a burden, because I think I'm fucking awesome.
You are.
And you're gonna be awesome too.
Our goal was to unearth a betrayal going on in homes across the country. A new friendship between these women is an extra gift. Another gift is hearing from our audience. We set up an email, betrayalpod@gmail.com, so you can send us anything, your own story of betrayal, thoughts about the podcast, even complaints. We get a few of those. But mostly, we've seen letters of support or similar experiences. We asked Ashley and her teenage daughter, Avea, who was the victim of her stepfather, Jason's voyeurism, to sit with us and read some.
How's been everything since we launched the show? I've been thinking about you.
Good, really good. I've had a lot of girls reach out to me about the podcast, which is super cool.
So this one says, Avea, hi, I'm sure Avea has heard she's an inspiration. I'm sure she's heard she's strong, that she's persevered through the worst thing imaginable. As someone who was abused by their mother's fiance at 12 years old, Avea is more than that. She's a role model. I'm 24 now. I never told my mother what happened, even though she knows. I was groomed and abused by my father till I was 15, and I never told anyone about it until I met my husband. Avea's strength to come forward and give the biggest middle finger to Jason felt so cathartic to hear. She's laying stones for healing, helping pave the way for the kids who are going through all of this and will unfortunately go through this in the future. I hope Avea knows how inspirational her bravery and strength is. I wish Avea, Ashley, and the whole betrayal crew the best. Thank you for telling the story and bringing awareness to a dangerous oversight in the criminal justice system. Thank you so much, Jay.
Aww. It's really awesome to hear other people's stories and like them have the strength to come forward and talk about it. Even them writing that email is such a big thing too.
Right, because even putting together in an email could be scary to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Clicking send could be the hardest thing that they've ever done, you know?
Right. Hello. I just started season 2 today and my heart is pounding. I was also a victim of a partner who committed a crime with child pornography. He worked with underage girls as a youth wellness coordinator and accessed the internal records at his work to track down his victims on Facebook and groomed them. It makes me sick to my stomach to think about it still, but hearing others on the podcast talk about going through the same thing has been really helpful in the process and processing my trauma. Thank you so much for making this podcast, Em.
It's just mind-blowing to me. I never would have imagined people from across the world reaching out to us, telling us their stories and how they feel.
When she had said the way that her partner had groomed his victims, it made me remember like the shame that I felt and how terrible it was. And when she said that she was able to work through some of the trauma by hearing the stories, it's another one of those things where I was like, okay, this is exactly where I am supposed to be right now because of women like her.
The next one, I just want to say to Ashley, thank you for being there for your kids. I went through something like your daughter went through, but it turned out differently. My grandfather violated me, my sister, and my cousin for years. It started when I was 4 and only stopped when I was 6, and it's because my cousin told the police. My grandfather first started out with CSAM, and then all the way up to what he did to us. When my mom found out what had happened and the things he did, she couldn't believe that her father could do such terrible things, so she didn't believe any of it. She refused to face reality to protect her children, and it's why I haven't spoken to her in years. Ashley, you have saved countless little girls from being severely traumatized and hurt by Jason. I can never, ever thank you enough for that. You are an amazing mom, and I just wish my younger self had a mom that was even half as brave as you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. I think my biggest fear through all of this was exactly what this woman has wrote in. I always thought that there's a possibility that someday my children will be upset with maybe the way that I originally had handled Jason being caught. And one day they choose not to have a relationship with me because of the way that I initially had reacted.
You mean when you went back into wifey mode and supporting him after he got out of jail the first time?
Yeah. But I also know that once, you know, I kind of went through that grief and really got over some of the denial and really looked at it straight in the face, I realized a couple things. One of them was, in my opinion, the criminal justice system isn't there for the victims. I'm so grateful that this woman heard us. And I'm grateful that in 10 years, 20 years, that my children and other children and other women can look back and they'll know that this was my fight. This was the only way I knew how to fight for them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When we first went out to Utah, here's what Avea told us about the podcast.
So when my mother had first told me about this project, I kind of was like, what is she? Like, she's crazy. Like, she has lost her mind. Like, something is wrong with her. Like, she is seriously batshit crazy. She thinks that she's getting on a damn podcast.
Avea, do you think your mom's still batshit crazy for getting on a damn podcast?
No. I definitely don't think so now. This podcast has changed my mom's life. It has made her a completely different person, and I am beyond grateful for this podcast. And I guess I didn't really understand it as much at first, but now that it's really like in action and going on, I really understand the help that it's brought to my mom, and I definitely don't think she's batshit crazy anymore. I definitely am beyond proud of her.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
At the beginning of this series, I told you about flying into Salt Lake City and the inviting, shadowy mountains that welcomed us late at night when we arrived. We had come here to meet Ashley Linton and learn about what happened to her family. I told you about the sinister things that had happened in her home, all of the conflicting feelings of grappling with the beauty and the darkness. Before we left Salt Lake City, we drove up to the Utah State Capitol one afternoon. The building sits at a high elevation overlooking downtown Salt Lake City. A grand staircase sits out front with symmetrical Corinthian columns along the width of the building. And Zion Peak, a hill with religious significance to Latter-day Saints, peaks from behind. The building reminds you of a mini version of the Capitol in D.C. It was cold, but there was a clear blue sky when we arrived. We entered through a side door. There was security there, a few police officers. And we stood there. We were waiting for a metal detector, maybe someone to go through our bag, something to happen. It was a little awkward, to be honest. Finally, my producer said, with all the authority she could muster, "We're here to see the Attorney General." The cops looked at us, bemused, and said, "Well, what did you do?" Okay, we're from Philly. This was so different from what we'd expect. Yeah, it's the people's house, sure, but we're still checking your bag. Not here. Nobody was checking anything. Third floor was all they said with a wave. We had some extra time, so we roamed around the building. Built in 1916, the Utah Capitol building has a dome supported by striking marble stones, dotted with skylights and murals depicting early pioneers. We walked around and peeked into the chambers where the State Senate and State House meet. And then we met up with Attorney General Reyes's chief of staff, Rick Cantrell.
Okay, there is one thing you should see.
Okay.
But it's on the other side. It's a stairwell going down behind the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Elevator or stairs?
Rick led us to a staircase on the west side of the Capitol, leading up to the second floor.
Okay, so my favorite sculpture of democracy and freedom is not like George Washington or something like that. It's these stairways. You can see on each side, it kind of dips down.
At first, I couldn't tell what Rick was talking about. They looked like normal steps, but then it became clear.
Oh my God.
I noticed on the right side, you can see an indentation in the marble, worn down, created by 100 years of footsteps.
That's literally just like hard work, wear and tear of people just going to work.
It's a statue of democracy, carved by literal democracy.
Negotiating, working, evolving to make change. Change for the better. During the project, I thought about the staircase often. Sometimes it can be frustrating, wondering, will things ever change? But these stairs reminded me it just starts with one step and dedication to keep moving forward and upward. We can make laws. We can tell our representatives what matters to us and what we expect of them. If they don't hear us, we can find new representatives. We can hold people accountable when they hurt our children. Betrayal starts with the people brave enough to share what's wrong in their relationships and in our greater society. My hope is we'll all do something to make it better. I'm Andrea Gunning, and you'll hear from me on a bonus episode soon. If you would like to reach out to the Betrayal team, email us at betrayalpod@gmail.com. That's betrayalpod@gmail.com. To report a case of child sexual exploitation, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's cyber tip line at 1-800-THE-LOST. If you or someone you know is worried about their sexual thoughts and feelings towards children, reach out to stopitnow.org. In the United Kingdom, go to stopitnow.org.uk. These organizations can help. We're grateful for your support, and one way to show support is by subscribing to our show on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review Betrayal. 5-star reviews go a long way. A big thank you to all of our listeners. Betrayal is a production of Glass Podcasts, a division of Glass Entertainment Group in partnership with iHeart Podcasts. The show was executive produced by Nancy Glass and Jennifer Faison, hosted and produced by me, Andrea Gunning, written and produced by Carrie Hartman, also produced by Ben Fetterman and associate producer Kristen Melchiori. Our iHeart team is Ali Perry and Jessica Kreinchek. Special thanks to our talent Ashley Litton, Avea, and Erin. Thank you to production assistant Tessa Shields. Audio editing and mixing by Matt Dalvecchio. Betrayal's theme composed by Oliver Baines. Music library provided by Mybe Music. And for more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.